This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Craig Rucastle's new environmental call to action, it's called Fight for Planet A, might just get you thinking about a whole new way that you can make a difference. Craig Rucastle, good afternoon.
Hi, Jacinta. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I just want to know, we started out this year with some really strong sentiment from the community around the climate. It highlighted by obviously another devastating summer of fires. But then a pandemic hit us and took climate change and climate awareness off the front pages. Do you think we can put it back on the agenda just yet?
Yeah, look, I think it's an ongoing issue. It's not going to be one that has to be the number one issue on the front page. It has to be just one of the number one issues that we're dealing with, because it's a long-term change and it's a long-term threat. One of the interesting things I find about climate change is that it's almost the perfect enemy to beat humans. Humans are really hardwired to respond to immediate challenges, the challenges right in front of them. So we respond to something like a pandemic much more quickly, obviously, than the climate change. But that actually makes climate change in some ways a bigger threat, because it just slowly bubbles along there. And the effect is going to be massive. It's going to be pandemic-like scales. But it's obviously not something that we, you know, you don't feel it day to day. So that means we're less likely to actually respond to it. So, yeah, look, I mean, obviously, no criticism of the fact that we focused down, and particularly those first little few weeks, and particularly now in the second wave as well, people have been distracted and obviously focused on COVID-19, and fair enough for that. It's a massive threat to us. But there's also been some interesting lessons, I think, from that period as to how we can maybe deal better with the challenge we face through climate change as well. You know, we've seen periods of some interesting and good leadership from government working together and listening to experts and asking business and individuals to do their part.
Imagine
it's like,
that.
Wow, that's almost like a great model for another challenge we're facing. I just can't remember what it was.
Well, this is what was very fascinating and inspiring, potentially exciting, with the reaction to the pandemic, was how quickly we were able to act, how quickly we changed fundamental behaviours that we had held close to us, the way we work, the way we interact. We were able to do this. Why do you think it has been so difficult to be as swift with our response to climate?
I think because, I mean, firstly, as I said, it's the threat is slower, so it's harder to actually understand it. And I guess, you know, I can understand it. It's amazing looking back. You look back to the Parliament in the 80s and they were talking about this, and actually the late 70s they were talking about the Australian Parliament. And I can understand at that time why, for a politician, it was kind of hard to really engage with the threat, because, you know, scientists were telling you this was going to happen, but it was this very new concept. Now we're very different. I feel like most of people in Australia kind of understand the change and are starting to feel that change. You know, we saw the last fire season. So I think it's now becoming easier for us to respond to that because we understand it's happening now. But it's a difficult thing because it's part of the way our whole society has been built now, is on certain things like, you know, coal power, for instance, or gas. You know, and making those changes is obviously not necessarily an easy one. So, look, the great thing about this is I think Australia's in a very good position. You know, we're a superpower when it comes to fossil fuels, but we're fortunately a country that can be a superpower when it comes to renewable energy as well. We have, fascinating, I was reading Geosciences of Australia says that the solar power that hits Australia could basically meet our energy needs 10,000 times over. So I think we're in a pretty good position to deal with the problem.
But it's exasperating as well, isn't it? Because the solutions are there, but for some reason, and as you mentioned, it's deeply embedded industries and infrastructure that we've held for such a long time. Us waiting for those changes and those shifts has been kind of fatiguing, I think, for broadly.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely the case. And I think that's one of the reasons we also look at what households and individuals can do, not because we're saying it's their responsibility, but because we're actually doing a test of what kind of impact that can have. And it's quite this was a genuine experiment. I didn't know what it was going to lead to. And it's quite intriguing to see what you can do in a short period of time. If you really just know what's creating your carbon footprint and just try and address it, you can make a big difference. And when you look at 9 million households in Australia, if let's just say two-thirds of those knocked merely a ton off their footprint, which is probably very achievable if you watch this show and you just follow even a couple of the things in it. That's very achievable. That would mean that we would knock more off our carbon footprint than all of the federal government spending achieved last year.